Walmart Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Government funding is set to run out Tuesday night. Democratic leaders in Congress say President Trump has agreed to meet tomorrow, as House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells ABC's This Week that it's up to Democrats to prevent a shutdown.
Let's let those talks continue till November with this short-term government funding bill that's in the Senate. But it's the same levels of funding that the Senate voted for, Democrats included, back in March.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are looking for a deal that meets the needs of the American people. Also at the White House Monday, the president will host Israel's prime minister. And on social media, he says there is something special on the horizon for all in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu's office told ABC it's aware of the White House peace proposal, but that nothing will be done against Israel's will. Preparations continuing in the Carolinas ahead of a potential tropical storm that could bring rain and flooding to the region. This is ABC News. Some people tape their mouths shut at night, and doctors wish they wouldn't, as ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Videos on social media are suggesting that to get better sleep and reduce snoring, you should tape your mouth shut.
I'm going to see you in the morning. I'll tell you how I go.
The claims are not backed by science. Some postings are by people working for companies selling related products. The studies behind mouth tape are small, the benefits are modest, and the potential risks are there, says Dr. Kimberly Hutchinson, a neurologist and sleep medicine expert at Oregon Health and Science University.
A distillery in Washington spent over a decade on a single malt whiskey. In July, someone appeared in a freight truck with paperwork and picked up a shipment for New Jersey. But those bottles never got there. A week later, Westland Distillery discovered that was a fraudulent carrier. 12,000 bottles were stolen. Experts say the rarity of the shipment will make it tough to resell. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsinites are getting loud about how proposed utility rate hikes would impact their lives. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric filed applications with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to increase their electric rates in 2026 and 2027, citing a need for infrastructure upgrades. Xcel customers like 60-year-old Thomas Burhan of Superior have already been grappling with how to keep up with rising costs. Burhan, who is disabled and lives on a fixed income, says his energy was already shut off earlier this year after he fell behind on payments.
It may be only $16 or $18, but that money could be spent for a medication that I need, for groceries, in many other better ways.
Xcel Energy electric rates would increase by more than 11% next year and by about 7% in 2027. Burhan voices strong frustration about the disparities between Xcel Energy executives' compensation and the financial struggles of ordinary Wisconsin residents. In 2024, Xcel Energy CEO Bob Frenzel made $12.7 million, according to Salary.com.
I could live off that 1 hour's work very comfortably for a month and have money to burn. And that's what is so infuriating. They have no idea what it's like for the common people in Wisconsin.
Public Service Commission hearings for Xcel Energy took place earlier this month. PSC says it will make a decision on all three utility rate cases later this year. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A delightful Sunday afternoon shaping up. Sunshine, mid-70s, and a light southwest wind. Tonight, nice and cool with clear skies, lows of the upper 40s. Temperatures starting to warm up a little bit more going into Monday. Sunshine and lower 80s. It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sally Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Always On Point podcast, partnered with Civic Media. Happy to be here on this Sunday with you, getting started out here today. Wanted to do an introduction to myself. So some of you may recognize my voice when I was featured on Mino and the Mayor for the last year, and took a little leap of faith here. And now we're going to do a whole podcast intertwined with radio. So I'm super excited about that. Almost a dream come true. I always jokingly said this mouth would eventually take me places, and here I am now on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, along with all the podcast streaming services. We do have a YouTube channel that you can always find, Always On Point Podcast. And the main goal for setting up that podcast was so that I could get the education out. So, fun fact about me, I started in college as an education major, and I just realized that me on one student was great. Me on 25 students, maybe not so great. And while my love of education was there, I just maybe didn't have the patience for hosting a classroom that I thought I did. And that is props to all the educators out there that can, because that is a tough job. But with that being said, I ended up in the mortgage world. I have been here for 24 years, going on that, and super excited. Like, I've seen all the different markets, I've seen the good, I've seen the bad. The industry has been easy. It's been difficult. It has been a whirlwind, really. And I always joke because I hear people say, you know, when's the industry going to get back to normal, right? And the fact is in 24 years, I've yet to see the same normal market for more than 1 or 2 years at a time. So I don't know that there is such a thing as a normal market. And part of the excitement that I have to now bring that to radio and include the podcast in on that is that we can educate on mortgage. As I'm sure many of you are aware, in the last, gosh, I'd be willing to say 15 years at least, maybe longer, the financial literacy in the schools has really gone away, which has really opened and kind of reared its ugly head, if you will, in the mortgage industry, because we've got a lot of people out there who want to buy homes and don't know the first thing about how to handle their finances. You know, not everybody was blessed with parents and guardians, if you will, that taught them how to handle good finances. And so my job and one of my missions was always to come in and do that. I started out life with, you know, not the best finances as well. Young, grew up on a college campus where they handed out credit cards like candy, and one thing led to another. And you'll have some credit card debt. Also went through some, you know, different things in our family that didn't help that situation. And so I'm a pretty open book when it comes to those things because I want to educate. And the other part of it is that finances are emotional. They're personal. And I find that a lot of calls I take from clients are people on the other side saying, that other lender really made me feel ashamed. And, you know, the bottom line is I just don't know. And that breaks my heart every time because I always say and I live by bad things happen to good people. Bad finances can happen to anybody at any time. You have medical reasons. You have divorce reasons. You have, you know, theft. Theft is a big one that is not talked about enough where it can really, really hurt somebody's finances. And they don't just get to wipe that slate clean and start over. You know, theft can be internally family-wise. It can be internet-wise. It can be a host of different reasons, identity, everything. And so coming out of that is tragic in its own right and should never have somebody feeling ashamed of where they've been or why they're there. If you have bad finances over and over and over and over and over again, you know, it's that simple tactic that I'll say to my, you know, I say to our daughter, it doesn't define you unless you continue to make that mistake over and over and over again. But that also doesn't mean that if you come to a mortgage lender like myself and say, listen, I didn't have the greatest past financially, and I really want to change that, and you show me and tell me that you want to change that, I will work with you all day long. I'm an avid believer that anyone who wants to own a home, and I say that forthright, who wants to own a home, like truly wants to own a home, should be able to own a home. And if it's just a hurdle where we got to get through some credit updates or some, you know, saving some money and things like that, I'll work with you. My team and I are here for that. We love that. We come from all walks of life ourselves. So my team consists of, you know, myself and three other women. And what we do is some of us are single moms. Some of us are newlyweds. Some of us are just starting out at life, and some of us are pretty established and have grown children and, you know, even, you know, grandchildren and things like that. And the one thing that I can tell you is that we've all seen it. We've all been around it, and we all have the same mission in mind, and that is to educate and to get people into home ownership. So that is what I'm super excited to bring to you on the radio, and some of those things. We'll go over different loan programs. You know, some people just, and a lot of you out there don't have a clue how many loan programs there are, how many different options there are out there. So I'm hoping that this radio broadcast here, again, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, Civic Media, with the Always On Point podcast, I really hope that we can bring that to and really, you know, get out there and source as a way to help people and expand our horizons and just gain a lot more traction with people out there. Now, one of the things that gets asked of me all the time is, okay, you know, how long have you been in the business? Well, I think I, you know, said 24 years going on. I'm not going anywhere. It's the only thing I know. And it's the only thing I'm going to continue to do. My passion still is in educating on mortgages. Part of that passion came from the 2008 and 10 era with the housing crash, in which case I was a part of. But funny enough, and what most people don't know about me is I wrote one BC deal. Of all that time, I wrote one BC deal. And, you know, it was when I looked at the client and I said, you know, going into this house, you're not going to be able to have cable. You're not going to be able to have a cell phone. Are you prepared for those things? Like, that's how tight this house is going to make you. And they swore up and down, Kristen, yep, yep, we know, not a problem. And about 3 months later, I got the call in the middle of the night from a gentleman who was under the influence, which would be that client. And he did say to me, listen, you put me in a house that I can't afford. And while I tried coaching him up to let him know that that's what he was going to, it was really a difficult call for me to hear. And I never, ever wrote another one. I didn't feel good about writing that one and didn't write another one again because there was the ick factor to it. That whole time was a really big ick factor to me. I worked with a lot of people. If you've ever watched the movie The Big Short, you know, if you haven't, watch it. It's real. And I worked with a lot of the same type of gentlemen. Same type of guys from that movie. And I always, in my head, I just knew it wasn't right. And I would never, ever be that loan officer. So here I am, one of the last ones standing of that whole group from that time, and took all of that knowledge, took all of those experiences, and I was dead set on being better and doing better. And had a lot of people tell me that that would never happen. Had a lot of people tell me, no, no way. There's no way. She doesn't know what she's doing. But I'll tell you what, you go into something and you put your elbows in deep and you go really hard and you want it bad enough. You learn everything you can. And the big part about it is you never stop learning. Those that think they know it all don't. I can tell you that in this industry for sure. But where that led me to was being the number one female loan officer for purchase percentage in the last 3 years. Year over year, the last 3 years, I have gotten that accolade. And man, that is not one I take lightly. All of those people, all of those families took a chance on me and trusted me to get the job done, and we did. And I'm so fortunate to have had that opportunity. But I don't feel like my job is done here yet. I feel like there's still so much more to share, so much more to do. And that's the part of having this new platform with Civic Media and 97.9, 1590, and the Always On Point podcast that I'm excited about. So again, my name is Kristen Ambos. I am a loan officer here in Wisconsin, specifically located in northeastern Wisconsin, but I am licensed throughout the Midwest, including California, Arizona, Florida, all of our sunshine states where snowbirds go, because I want to be able to continue to help outside of just the Midwest. And I work for a company called Point Mortgage, and Point Mortgage is it's a phenomenal company. It was a move I made about a year ago, and it is the best move I could have made. The people that we work for, the people that we work with are all of the same mindset. Is we don't want to be your big titan of a mortgage company. You know, much like 2008 and 2010, a lot of those companies are turning into that now. Those big titan online internet companies, they're a turnstile. And I had a little bit of a taste of one of those, and it was just not where I wanted my business to go. I wanted my business to be at the heart and center of the client and have a heartbeat to it, and not just how many deals could I put up on a board in a year. And so I found that fit, if you will, for me, for my clients, and I'm excited to bring it to you all. In this platform, we're also going to bring market updates. We're going to bring different real estate agents in, different insurance agents, investors, things of that nature, because the more we can educate you who's the audience out there and just kind of pique your interest, the more, you know, I always say that the more educated we are, the stronger we are. And if that means I can help bring a stronger Green Bay, Fox Valley, if I can help bring a stronger Northwoods, even down through Milwaukee, Madison, and through the entire Midwest, then that's a mission accomplished for me. So I'm really excited to bring all of that to you. We will have a segment every week on questions that we get. So if you have a question that you've been dying to ask, you can text it over to me, 920-606-1156 is the best text for that. We'll save it. We'll answer that on air. So you'll hear that in the next segment. But we'll bring a lot of different stuff to you. And I'm really excited to share this platform with you all. So bring in your questions. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. If this is a podcast platform you're listening on, you can obviously listen on demand anytime. That'd be YouTube, Apple, Spotify. There's all kinds of different platforms. We're on all of them. Go find us. Again, that's the Always On Point podcast. And you can find us on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM with Civic Media app. And we're going to take a short break. We'll see you here in a moment.
Take me to your best friend's house. I loved you and I love you now. Oh. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Let's remind each other life matters. If you're feeling overwhelmed, help is just a call away at 988. It's National Suicide Prevention Month, and you are not alone. This message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To the Always On Point podcast, partnered with Civic Media here this Sunday. Excited to chat with you. And I have a question answer segment here we're going to do in this this segment here. One of the questions that I get so often, and it's a loaded question, and it's because people don't know what to ask. And that's, Kristen, what's your 30-year mortgage rate today? And that is one I wanted to start with because that's a question on everybody's mind, right? What are the 30-year rates at today? And I bet you if you go online and you look at five different companies online, you're going to see five different rates. And one of the crazy parts about that is because interest rates change. A few years back, interest rate was pretty much the same for anyone. Nowadays, interest rate is completely determinant on what's your loan amount, what's your loan to value, I should say, but loan amount obviously included in there because there's this what's called the CRA, the Community Reinvestment Act. So some loan amounts have a better interest rate than other loan amounts because the government is trying to reinvest into certain communities. So there's an incentive there. Credit score is always huge. So we always want to look at credit score. So credit score, loan to value, loan amount, as well as what is... Are you a first-time homebuyer or are you a subsequent homebuyer? Subsequent homebuyer would mean you've owned a home already. And again, right now with the way the market is, there's a lot of benefit to being a first-time homebuyer. Because there's a housing shortage, this is basic layman's terms, like in general, because there's a housing shortage, they're really trying to make a housing affordable for our first-time homebuyers or our working class. So what that is that's getting a better interest rate. That's getting an interest rate incentive that maybe a subsequent homeowner is not. So there's a lot of variables that go into that. The other variable is, and what you'll see a lot of times when you're looking at rates online is in the small print, you're going to see whether you're paying points or not. So points are something that you would pay to buy your interest rate down. So what that means is that 1 point is equal to 1% of the loan amount. So if the loan amount's $100,000, 1 point equals $1,000. You can pay points to buy that interest rate down. So, you know, rates can be very, very, I'll be honest, I'm quoting anywhere from the high fives to the low sevens right now. You guys, that's a huge range because it depends on, are you first time home buyer? How good is your credit? Are you putting money down? Are you buying conventional? Are you buying VA? Are you buying FHA? Is it an investment property? Is it a two unit or a condo? Two units and condos have a different interest rate than a stick built house, as does a manufactured double wide have a different interest rate than a stick built house. So there's so many things that are factored into that. So it's hard right now when you call and say, Kristen, what's your rate today? I'm going to come back. A true loan officer who really is looking out to quote you an accurate interest rate are going to ask those questions. If they just shoot you a rate, it's because they're just shooting you a rate and they're going to shoot as low as they possibly can, assuming you want to pay tens of thousands of dollars in points just because they want you to call them. That's a bait and switch tactic. They want you to call. They want you to, they're going to advertise the lowest rate possible, get you on the phone, and then tell you 12 ways why that interest rate doesn't work for you or why that interest rate is going to cost you as much as it is. I've seen loan estimates that clients have given me from other lenders with upwards of $10,000 to $20,000 in closing costs. Okay, you guys, if you have $10,000 to $20,000 of closing costs, not setting up an escrow account, not your insurance, not your taxes, but just true hard closing costs, you have to look at that because that is the lender than selling you a rate, you're paying for that. So let's say you're paying $10,000 in closing costs to save $50 a month. Is that return on investment really there? How long is it going to take you to break even on that return? And are you going to potentially sell or refinance in that interim? Sometimes the lowest rate will actually cost you more money in the end. I know that's hard to wrap our minds around, but it's true. And that's because of the closing costs that are entailed in it. So I love being a second quote. I love being a second opinion because I love the ability to be able to break it down a way another loan officer is not. And typically they don't. So things you want to look for in a loan officer, yes, interest rate matters. There's no doubt it does. But closing costs and the cost to get that rate matter just as much, if not more. The other part of it is you want to work with a lender who can truly articulate to you what those costs are, why they're there, what the savings is going to be, what the return on investment is, and all of that. If they can articulate all of that to you without talking circles around you, that's your person. Stick with them. There are a lot of good loan officers out there, but I'm telling you, there are more loan officers out there that don't know how to do any of the above. And all they do is talk circles around the clients in hopes that they can just bait and switch you, get you in, make some money. Because remember, loan officers don't make money if they don't close loans. That's their job. So you want to make sure that you're working with somebody who is doing that, but also has your best interest at heart. Because sometimes a refinance to a lower rate doesn't make sense or doesn't make sense right now. So you want a strategy. You want to work with somebody who's going to strategize with you. So keep all of that in mind. We're coming back with the next segment on talking about investment properties and investors. So I hope you stick around. But again, really happy to be here with 97.9 FM, 1590 AM Civic Media app on the Always On Point podcast. We'll be with you shortly.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Government funding is set to run out Tuesday night. Democratic leaders in Congress say President Trump has agreed to meet tomorrow, as House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells ABC's This Week that it's up to Democrats to prevent a shutdown.
Let's let those talks continue till November with this short-term government funding bill that's in the Senate. But it's the same levels of funding that the Senate voted for, Democrats included, back in March.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are looking for a deal that meets the needs of the American people. Also at the White House Monday, the president will host Israel's prime minister. And on social media, he says there is something special on the horizon for all in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu's office told ABC it's aware of the White House peace proposal, but that nothing will be done against Israel's will. Preparations continuing in the Carolinas ahead of a potential tropical storm that could bring rain and flooding to the region. This is ABC News.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Dallas, where the Packers take on the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. On defense, Green Bay's Rashawn Gary currently leads the NFL in quarterback sacks. So how much credit does trading with the Cowboys for Micah Parsons have to do with that? I asked defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I think you got to give credit to Rashawn. You know, I said it during training camp. I saw it during OTAs. I saw the way he worked in the offseason. He came back in great shape. Worked on his get off, worked on his pass rush. It's what he does every day, and it's what he did in training camp. And that's what we were hoping we were going to see, and we have. He's finishing on the quarterback. I think he's playing really good in the run game. He's playing more snaps because he's in better shape. He knows the defense. He has a better understanding of it. I think he's had a really good start, and we just need to continue because it's just a start, right? And he's got to get better and better, and we got to coach him better and better.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Catherine Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A delightful Sunday afternoon shaping up. Sunshine, mid-70s, and a light southwest wind. Tonight, nice and cool with clear skies, lows of the upper 40s. Temperatures starting to warm up a little bit more going into Monday. Sunshine and lower 80s. It's 60 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Always On Point podcast here at Civic Media, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. We are here to get into this next segment with my good friend Amanda Furman from Keller Williams. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Kristen?
Good, thank you. So she runs the Amanda Furman Collective and has been around for a long time. How long have you been a real estate agent now?
I just had my 8-year anniversary.
I love it. Eight years. That's awesome.
It is. It went by really fast.
Really fast. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're just getting started.
I literally say that to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm just getting started.
I feel like that after 24 years. Like when you love the industry enough, it happens, right?
Yep.
So I asked Amanda to come in and share with us because not only does she have her pulse on the investment side of real estate, she's also an investor herself. And so she knows the ins and outs and ups and downs. So just listen and wanting to hear from you, where's the investment market at right now? Strong? Weak? What are you seeing out there?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
I know. I feel like this whole industry is loaded questions, all right?
Agreed. And it's ever changing. And right now we're sort of in the middle of one of those transitions.
Yes.
So it really depends upon if you're looking to be a residential investor, commercial investor, mixed use. But what I'm buying right now is anything that the numbers make sense.
Okay. I feel like that's such a great segue into it because I feel like that's probably the most important part of investing in most cases, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a numbers game.
For sure. And I think it's important to look at properties that you could use different ways. So could you use it as a short-term investment? Could you use it as a midterm investment? You know, could you possibly switch it to commercial?
Sure.
And what those numbers look like for each of those different situations.
Okay. So that's interesting and a really good point because then if maybe a long-term moves out and you have an ability to turn it into a short-term, then go back to a long-term, right?
Yep. It's good to have options. That's what I always say.
Very good to have options, for sure. So what are some of the things, if I'm an investor, and I know there's a lot of them out there listening right now. So if I'm a brand new investor, a novice investor, what is one of the key things I need to look at first and foremost to get started?
To get started, I just want to break the stigma that you have to have all of this extra cash on hand.
And you have to be super rich.
Yes, super rich. Okay. And know all of the things.
Okay. You don't have to do any of those.
You don't. You just have to start. You have to take the leap. And I have noticed, I mean, this kind of covers life in general, but the people that are most successful aren't different than the people that are sitting on the bench. The people that are successful just started.
And that's such a good point because it's just so true, right? Hmm? I'll take it back to this radio station podcast. I just started. I have not done radio before, but yet it's super fun. Like I love being here, right? You just get started.
Yep. And so you learn as you go.
You do. So what is a takeaway for you? If I'm a brand new investor and I'm looking for a real estate agent, what am I looking for in that real estate agent on the investment side? Because I feel like it's different than I'm looking at it from a primary house.
Oh, absolutely.
They're the same yet different, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what you feel like that difference is and what an investor should look for when they're working with a real estate agent.
Well, I can tell you the information that I collect as a realtor when I start to work with a new investor.
Yeah. Love it.
So the first thing I ask is, what are your goals as an investor?
Okay.
So I think on the flip side of that, it's your realtor being able to show you all of the different options that you have with the property. You know, can you create and build equity? If you can, how? What's the best way to spend money on rehab to build the most equity in the home?
Oh, I love that. Because, you know, you're probably putting a little bit of money into it, typically.
Usually, not always. But I think to maximize your investment, you shouldn't buy a turnkey property. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say there's plenty of people that are successful in real estate investing, buying turnkey properties.
Yeah.
I just find that for me personally, I like to buy properties that need a little bit of work, you know, mostly cosmetic. And then I can up the value of that house and have more instant equity.
Which makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes total sense. So a little bit of elbow grease.
Yes.
Right? Something that a lot of people don't want to do right now or haven't wanted to do in a while, but yet is that silent wealth creator.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's one of those where if you just work a little bit at it and put a little bit in, it's going to take you so far.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, okay, what else should they look for in a real estate agent on the investment side?
Somebody that knows the rental market and can give you a guesstimate, an educated guesstimate on what rents will look like.
Right.
Based upon what comparable properties in the area are renting for.
Sure.
Also,
which I don't mean to cut you off, so huge, because that's part of the biggest number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is what is the income going to be?
Yeah.
Is it going to cost you money to rent this house out, or are you going to actually stabilize it or even make a little bit of money mm-hmm. to rent this house out?
Yeah.
You need to know that, and you need to go into it if you're buying it with actual solid information, not like a Zillow estimate. Don't go to
Correct.
Zillow. Don't go to, you know.
Yes.
Go to the actual person that knows that exact market, right?
Yes, that has boots on the ground
yes.
and their hands in the mud in
oh,
that
I like
market.
That. Yep. Yeah. Okay, totally.
Yep. And then I also think that it's important for your realtor to have resources for you, because as a first-time investor, you know, you probably aren't going to know all of the contacts, electrical, HVAC, even property management. You know, maybe you want to buy a property and be hands-off and collect the check. And I mean, that sounds amazing.
That's okay too, right?
Yes.
Everybody's got a different goal.
Yep.
It's worked all the different ways.
Yeah.
So there's possibilities out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you just want a different way to diversify your portfolio, right? Yeah. So instead, but you don't really want to put all the work in.
Yes.
You can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of good management companies out there. So having you, who've probably vetted these management companies, understand who they are, what they need, what their costs are, is good to know up front. Because again, that's putting the money in to understand what you're going to make on that property.
Yep. For sure.
So knowing what all those numbers are. Super huge.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to know the numbers when you get into this.
Yes, you do. Or it can be incredibly, incredibly successful, or it could potentially eat you alive if you're not prepared.
Yes. I've seen a lot of people enter the industry and think they were going to be millionaires driving fancy cars and wearing, you know, fancy clothes.
Yeah.
And they quickly realize that this is not what you see on HGTV.
No, it's a little bit different than that, right?
Yeah. It's late nights, spray painting, you know, or spraying with a painter 1400 square feet of walls. It's, oh, I could go on and on, Kristen.
Well, and if anyone follows you on your social media, Amanda's pretty open about sharing their renovations and their rehabs when they are doing either a flip home or rehabbing a house to rent out. And it's a family affair for them.
It
the
is.
Kids are there. So they share all of that, which is also so good to see, because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's raw and it's real and it's right there.
Yeah.
Right. So it's fun to see. And I always love when you show the first picture, the during, and then what it looks like after. It is like your own little mini HGTV.
Oh, yeah. But, I wish I got paid like
right?
they do on
HGTV. I was going to say, but without all the sponsoring and all the big checks and things to go with it. Right.
Yes.
So and I can tell you just first off, like working with you, the amount of details you go through the property and seeing what you do for your clients with the mechanicals. Because that's another big one, are the true mechanicals are always more important than what the house looks like.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm never going to say that I am a home inspector or, you know, have any credentials that I don't have. But what I do have is experience and a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we buy most of the properties we buy without an inspection. It's just kind of the symptoms of the market right now.
Right.
So I know the big ticket items to look for that would, you know, be a deal killer for me as an investor.
Sure.
And I share those with my clients.
And that's important. That's important for them to know, especially if they're a first time investor.
Yeah. A a big issue, a new roof. I mean, even, you know, needing a new HVAC system that can run you $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, and that could be your profit, you know, for a few years.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And so buying it right, understanding that if I've got to put a little bit of money into it, but I'm going to make it on the long end, mm-hmm. which is also then I'll circle back around to why it's so important. You will find out what the true goal of your client is.
Yeah.
Because if this is a quick flip, then putting $40,000 worth of mechanicals into a house that maybe only has a $20,000 return probably isn't a great investment.
Yes, exactly. And even if, you know, people will tell me, hey, this is what we want to do with it. And I think, well, have you ever thought about doing X, Y, or Z instead?
Yeah.
And explaining to them, hey, if you, rather than flipping it, if you keep it and you collect a year of rent on it, then you could do a 1031 exchange, which I'm just starting to get into that game. For those of you that don't know, a 1031 exchange is basically a tax deferment tool for investors where if you don't collect rents on it, you don't show that rental income and you sell it as a true flip, I always estimate that you're going to lose about 45% in just taxes.
Okay.
That's a little high, but I like to be conservative with my numbers.
Right. Well, for sure. And that's, again, something that's really important to know.
Yeah.
Because it's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 5%. It's not $50. It can be a lot of money.
It's huge.
And so you want to be sure that you're preparing for that long-term investment well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm going to put $40,000 into a house that has the potential in a year, you know, if I put it in and rent it out and has the potential in a year to be worth $60,000 more and I hold on to it long-term, well, then that's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
In some aspects, right?
For sure. It's 1 year of risk of somebody else living in the property and you're collecting money. So it's not like it's a unfruitful risk, but it's a risk that you can take that will save you tens of thousands of dollars in tax payment.
Right. Which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge, huge. And I always say that too. I'm not a CPA or an attorney and I don't play one on TV.
Yeah.
I leave that to the professionals there. So if I am an investor, I want to be an investor. I've got a little bit of money to play with. I don't have a lot. What's your advice to me right now as an agent if I'm coming to talk to you?
What's a little bit of money, Kristen?
I know, right? It's all relative.
I would say most of the money that people have right now is tied up in their homes.
Yep.
That's how we got started in property investing.
Yep.
I didn't have, you know, $100,000 to put into a house, but I had $50,000 of equity in my home.
Right. So then taking out a home equity line, getting that cash, utilizing it to grow your wealth elsewhere.
Yep, exactly.
Made sense.
Yep.
So that's an option. And that's an option a lot of people don't know or don't understand how to tap into is the equity. Or, you know, in the right scenario, maybe tapping into a 401k loan where you're paying yourself back. So you're not taking the money out, but to diversify that portfolio, well, you're still gaining back is another really good option and tool. It's money that you have there that you're not utilizing, but use your money twice.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here at 97.9, 1590 AM with Amanda Furman, and we're going to talk about another loan product that I just kind of sprung on her beforehand. So we're going to learn about it together, but there's a few different loan products that we have out there, and I just want to share them with you because that's part of this as well, is how do you get the financing to do so. So we'll be right back. More to come.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park, starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about 4 or 5 of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Always On Point podcast, partnered here with Civic Media at 97.9 FM, 1590. I am here with Amanda Furman from Keller Williams. Happy to have you.
Happy to be here, Kristen.
Thank you so much. And we just got done talking about investments. I'm talking too fast. Investments and the importance of who you're working with and getting out the why and how you get there. Now let's talk a little bit about the money. Because that's always a token. How do I get the loan? What loan's right for me? And I know you've done different options, right?
Lots.
And different ways. There's so many out there. So first and foremost to all of you out there, there's the conventional option. 20 to 25% down, depending if you're a 1 to 2, 4 unit property. And it's a 30-year fixed rate, which is great. But you have to have all the income to qualify, which some people do. There's other people, a lot of wink, wink, self-employed people have a lot of more cash on hand and maybe not a whole lot of income to share because they're reinvesting it in their businesses. And so then you go into some commercial lending, which is, you know, you can do commercial lending LLC, put it in an investment so that way you're not tied to it and it's protecting your personal self is protected more so when you do it that way in the LLC. On the conventional side, you can't finance in the LLC. You have to finance it in your personal name. So it's a little bit of a difference there. But then there's this third option that I was just telling Amanda about that has come out. It's newer to the market in the last couple of years. It's called DSCR. And that stands for Debt Service Coverage Ratio. The debt service And the coverage ratio basically means in layman's terms that the rent is going to cover the payment. So this would be for your short term, long term. So what it is let's say your house payment's $1,000 a month. As long as your rent that you're taking in per month is $1,000 or more, you qualify.
Okay.
It's pretty easy, right?
I have questions.
Yes, tons of questions.
I don't know a lot about this loan product. So can you buy it in your LLC's name or LLC?
You can.
You can.
Or personal.
Okay.
The other bit about it that's really awesome is because it's a 30-year fixed versus an ARM.
Okay.
So the one thing that investors don't love about a commercial loan, which I totally understand being an investor myself, is every 5 years you typically have to refinance it and then the rate changes.
Yeah.
And then it makes the payment variable where somebody wants maybe more of a fixed rate. So they just know what they're locked into for longevity of the property.
Yeah.
So the DSCR can be a 30-year fixed and in the LLC name. You don't need income to qualify as long as the rental income again qualifies or is more than the payment. And then lastly, you can, this is where it brings it back in a little bit. You can get a pretty attractive interest rate if you decide to take a prepayment penalty. You don't have to take a prepayment penalty, but you can take a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 year prepayment penalty. The longer prepayment penalty you take, the better the interest rate. Why? Because of course, let's just be honest, the investor wants to make sure they minimize their risk of you paying them off fast, mm-hmm. right? The investor's in it because they want to make money on the interest. Yep. Point blank.
Yeah.
So they're willing to say, okay, you give us a, for sure 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, and every year additional you give us saying you're not going to prepay, we'll give you a better interest rate.
Got it.
Well,
I think just from an investor standpoint, the fact that it's amortized over 30 years
yes.
rather than 20 years that's in a traditional
thank you for bringing that
commercial.
Up.
Yeah, I mean,
you're absolutely right.
That's the difference between losing $100 a month or cash flowing a few $100 a
correct.
Month.
Correct.
And I don't know, but when I'm at Target, I would like to have a couple extra $100 in my pocket.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
But as an investor, you're 100% right. Because now this property that didn't cash flow with your conventional normal financing now cash flows. Mm. Or if you don't have the income and you buy it on a commercial and it doesn't cash flow, now it cash flows.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden it opens up your plethora of what potential there is out there for investment properties.
Yep. And that's honestly, that's the biggest challenge right now that I personally am having in the investment world is cash flowing. I sort of have a threshold that I need to have in order for a property to make sense. And it's a big difference if you put in a 20-year or a 30-year amortization.
It changes so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to bring that up because so many people don't realize that there's great loan products out there and they're getting better by the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're still pulling a credit bureau. So we're still making sure that person is financially solvent and can pay their bills,
mm-hmm.
but it's not ridden as, you know, it's not as hard of a
criteria,
right? Yeah. That's a perfect word for it. Thank you. I was mind blanking there, but it's a softer criteria,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not as egregious as, you know, anyone who's financed a conventional loan in the last 5 years has been through the pain of, I need bank statements and more of them. Mm-hmm. I need to know every deposit. I need to know every this. I need this gift letter. I need all of that. This gives a little bit of softer criteria to that and still allowing people that have cash to get into the market,
mm-hmm.
and different ways of getting that cash.
Well, look at you're teaching me things left and right here.
See, I love it. That's part of what we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But you've taught me so much in the investment world, and I hope that you've all heard it out there. And if this is speaking to you on the other side, call us.
Yeah.
Get involved with us. So Amanda Furman is also doing something coming up, but I want to plug it really quickly because this winter you are...
I am going to be doing an investment series, just like a short educational series. And this is just kind of in the infant stages of
yes.
development, but anywhere from like 6 to 8 different sessions on how to get into real estate investing. Because people see what we're doing and they ask me questions all the time. And yeah. I always say, I'm not anybody special. Like, I didn't know what I was doing either. I just jumped.
And you're making it work.
We're making it work.
So I love that. We will have Amanda's contact information. Go over to the podcast. You know, if you're listening on the radio, go over to the podcast. We'll have all of her information. You can find it on Civic Media app. Get it over to us, and we will be happy to put you in touch with her to get involved in this investment. So thank you again so much for joining us on the Always On Point podcast with Kristen Ambos here with 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Civic Media. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you next week.
If it happens in Wisconsin,
local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police in Grand Blanc, Michigan, a suburb of Flint, say there are multiple victims after a shooting at a Latter-day Saints church. Police say the shooter's down and there's no threat to the public, but that the church is on fire. They're asking people to stay away. Authorities in North Carolina say the shooting Saturday night that killed three people at a waterfront bar in Southport was highly premeditated. Authorities say that Nigel Edge is in custody, accused of opening fire from a boat into the crowd. Democratic leaders in Congress say President Trump will meet with them tomorrow, the day before government funding runs out. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Democrats will be to blame if the government shuts down.
It's on Chuck Schumer and Democrats in the Senate to keep the government from shutting down, and I hope they'll come to their senses and do that early next week.
President Trump also hosts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday. His office says that nothing will be done against Israel's will regarding a potential peace plan. This is ABC News.